A Casper-based nonprofit called Art 321 is holding its first statewide conference aimed at addressing the health concerns of Wyoming residents through the arts. Wyoming has the highest youth incarceration rate and one of the highest suicide rates in the nation. But the Casper-based nonprofit Art 321 plans to fight against it using the arts. Wyoming Public Radio's Nina Rouse speaks with the nonprofit's executive director, Tyler Sesser, about the need for a conference like this.
Everything that was a concern before the pandemic is only exacerbated now, right? So this is the first statewide effort to bring together a coalition of artists, healthcare providers, community service providers, you know, anyone that is interested in improving the health outcomes of Wyoming residents through the arts. It came about, both Hillary Camino and I, who is a board certified music therapist out of Jackson, started this several years ago at a very kind of grassroots level. And then Art 321 had an established history of creating programs or creating guiding documents and resources for programs like the Healing Through Art Toolkit that they created a number of years ago based on an increase in youth suicide rate in Casper. So building on that tradition, the work Hillary and I have done, that's what created this conference for us. You know, we thought about maybe postponing it to next year, just because, you know, everything with COVID, planning was hard, logistics are hard, but we decided that it was too kind of timely and critical for us to not do something. So this year, we decided to really prioritize just bringing together a coalition of leaders and artists in whatever ways that they could attend. So that's why this conference is, you can attend either online or in person. It's fully hybrid so that people could attend in the ways that are most comfortable to them.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about, because you mentioned that now is sort of the most timely time, if that's even a word, the most timely time to hold this event. What inspired to create or start this conference?
Initially, Hillary and I had looked at the lack of direct support for clinical music therapy in the state. About 16 other states have music therapy covered in some way under their state Medicaid programs, either through waiver or through statute. That's what started this journey several years ago. But then as we kind of invested more in this arts and health program, we saw this continuum of arts and health from, you know, communities that just have vibrant arts-infused, culturally relevant activities going on. They are, you know, have a tendency to be healthier. There's greater social cohesion, interaction. And then we saw on the other side of that continuum, right, is the direct interventions like clinical music therapy. So that, you know, kind of continuum is then what led, I have been serving on the State Health Improvement Plan Steering Committee for the Department of Health. And just sitting in that room, hearing the assessment, the findings, and the kind of great needs of residents in Wyoming, I wanted to figure out, like, how do we get the creative community involved in solving these health challenges, you know, and just partnering with healthcare providers, partnering with these community service leaders, and also finding ways to just showcase the power of arts as an inherently healthy activity. And that's, I guess, the genesis of this, right, was just trying to bring people together to identify and resource arts and health programs.
You know, while we're talking about health, we're still in the middle of a pandemic. And why do you think it's especially important to hold this conference program right now while COVID-19 is still going on? Because I know we mentioned that it's extremely important and very timely to have this conference right now, but why? Why COVID-19 made it important to have it now?
If you had feelings of isolation and lack of community cohesion, that's exactly what we made worse, you know, or what was made worse during COVID. And now is a time for us to say, okay, what can we do today, tomorrow, next year? And we didn't want to push that conversation off to next year. Like, for example, Lindsay Hughes, our keynote speaker from the Department of Health, you know, she's very concerned, as we are, about what's the fallout going to be for healthcare providers or those that are on, you know, boots on the ground dealing with COVID every day, you know, just the full extent of their capacity. What is that going to look like when they finally get to rest and sit down and process their own grief and their own emotions? And how do we preventively support them through that experience, right? I don't want to see a rise in provider burnout or provider suicide, you know, heaven forbid. We want to get ahead of that. And this conference was one small step for us to say, like, let's rally the troops, let's get people involved and figure out some action that we can take in our own communities. Next year, we'll have the next conference and we'll dig a little deeper and move a little further forward. But this year, it's all about bringing the community coalition together.
Yeah. What do you hope the community and participants and attendees take away from this whole conference program?
I hope they take away some, you know, energy and excitement for what is possible through the arts. They also know that they, as an individual, can influence the health of anyone around them, either directly or even just passively through, you know, your art as a way to express complex narratives and emotions that, well, might help someone else feel like they're not alone, or it might share an experience with somebody. And even just getting together with a couple friends to create together is also inherently healthy and can be part of that healing process for folks. So I guess the takeaway for me is, like, anyone at any time, anywhere can create arts programs that improve health with the right resources and investment.
Executive Director of Art 321, Tyler Sesser, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.